Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast.
Helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Sponsored by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 625. Mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and storms, 83 for a high. What is going on, Kara?
So these days when you go out to the mailbox and you get your mail, if it's not a bill, it's usually junk mail, right?
Right.
Something you just toss. Well, if you're one of the millions of Americans who's still waiting for your $1,200 stimulus payment on one of those debit cards, you might have already received your money and accidentally thrown it away. So the IRS says these cards are actually coming in plain white envelopes that are issued from Money Network Cardholder Services. So that already sounds a little sketchy. And then the actual card, of course, will have the Visa symbol on it and will say MetaBank. So since these are kind of obscure, people have just been tossing them out like it's junk mail or some kind of scam.
Think of all the scams they run to try to get you to open the envelope.
Right.
And the one thing that you want to get in the year 2020 is that stimulus check. And they're putting it in an envelope that basically looks like it's junk mail.
Exactly.
Genius.
It's crazy. So even if it looks like junk mail, you may want to check it out. It could be your money. You ready for a good feeling?
Yes.
Get a good feeling. Yeah.
This is pretty cool. 1,700 kids across Georgia are going to be getting a special package in the mail, speaking of the mail, and it's coming from the Atlanta Hawks. So with traditional summer camps being kind of iffy this year, the Hawks wanted to come up with something to engage the kids who would normally be attending their clinics and tournaments and camps this summer. So they're introducing Hawks at Home. John Babel is the VP of basketball development for the Hawks, and he says they're going to have all kinds of cool content online.
An eight-year-old from Dunwoody, Georgia can tune in and actually be receiving coaching and tips from the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Lloyd Pierce. Like, how cool is that? That would never happen in a typical summer.
So you've got the head coach, you've got all of the superstar players all kind of pitching in and doing different drills and even checking in and doing like live Zoom sessions to give you one-on-one tips of what you're doing. I think that is so cool. Really, a masterclass for kiddos.
I happen to know that the Hawks, they, you know, obviously had to cut their season short.
Yeah.
Still paid their employees for the remaining games of the season. This is a class organization. And if you think about it, your kid trains with the Hawks coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
They could go on to a 14-win season.
Pretty incredible. If you want to check it out, Hawks.com/Hawks at Home.
Do you get what I was throwing down
there? Yes, that's why I'm just moving on.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Ashley in Cartersville.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready to try to take Kara's money?
I am.
Have you ever played before?
No, sir.
All right, let's go. We got a newbie. Kick her out of the studio.
Kara, get out.
I'm gone, Ashley. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. We'll ask you all these questions. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. You know
okay.
that if you answer more right than Kara, you'll win that $100. Here
yes,
we go.
Sir.
Question number one. Elton John has invited the America's Got Talent contestant who previously spent 37 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. Elton John invited him to perform on stage with him. What accessory is Elton John known for?
Sunglasses.
Question number two. Today is National Burger Day. How many buns are on a Big Mac?
Three.
Question number three. HBO Max launched yesterday with hopes of being the next big streaming service. What does HBO stand for?
No idea. Pass.
Question number four. The Hunger Games prequel already sold over 500,000 copies in its first week. Who is the main character in the Hunger Games franchise?
Oh, dear Lord. No idea.
And finally, question number five. Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem at yesterday's scrapped SpaceX launch. She won the first season of American Idol. The guy known as the Velvet Teddy Bear won season two of American Idol. Who's that?
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, I can't think of his name.
All right.
I don't know.
Kara back in. You got two right. Here she comes. Two is the number to beat.
Oh, Kara. Gosh.
Kara gets nervous because even though you got two right, she's like, oh, they must be tough questions. Let's see how you do, Kara. Same questions. Elton John invited that guy from America's Got Talent, the guy that spent 37 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit. He has already invited him to perform on stage with him. What accessory is Elton John known for?
His sunglasses.
That is correct. It is 1-1. Question number two. Today is National Burger Day. How many buns are on a Big Mac?
There's three on a Big Mac.
You are tied up at two apiece. And here's where Kara probably will start to run away with it.
Yeah, you got it.
Question number three. HBO Max launched yesterday with hopes of being the next big streaming service. What does HBO stand for?
Home Box Office.
Is correct. I'm sorry, Ashley didn't have a clue. Question number four. Hunger Games prequel already sold over 500,000 copies in its first week. Who's the main character in the franchise?
Jennifer Lawrence. She plays Katniss Everdeen.
Look at you with a very complete answer. You're correct on both counts. Finally, question number five. Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem at yesterday's scrapped SpaceX launch. She won the first season of American Idol. The guy known as the Velvet Teddy Bear won season two. Who is that? Or at least that's what I called him.
Reuben Studdard.
Is correct. Final score. Kara here in Atlanta, 5. Ashley in Cartersville, 2. Ashley, are you smarter than Kara?
No.
Sorry, Ashley.
I'm sorry. Thank you. It was fun.
Good effort. You'll get her next time.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You just needed to play against her once, lose, to just get the dust off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Thank you so much for listening to our show. It is Tad and Kara this week as Drex is out. And as far as we were concerned, what Drex was saying to us was that he's going to hang around the house for the first part of the week, maybe drive down to Florida. And we actually have to get Dr. Del Rio from Emory University on here to help us to do with Drex, how to handle Drex and his return. And here's why. There's something called a germ bubble, and this is kind of a thing. You might be doing this with your friends right now, where you say you have some neighbors, they've got kids or they've, you know, whatever. You got
some
neighbors.
Friends.
You talk to them and you go, hey, we've been really, you know, being careful. Have you been being careful? They say, yeah, we've been being careful. It's all good. We haven't. All we do is go to, you know, Kroger. All we do is go to Publix, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then you decide, all right, well, then let's hang out. We'll have dinner so that you can get some socialization. It is a great idea in theory.
Right.
When I was curious, because a lot of people are doing this, Dr. Del Rio, what you think of it?
Well, you know, it's not a bad idea, provided that, again, it's a little bit like provided that everybody else indeed respects that, right? That nobody else goes and that evening says, well, I'm going to be in the germ bubble, but I'm also going to be going to a bar this evening and hang out with, you know, hundreds of people.
And that brings us to our friend Drex, who's on the show normally, but who's off this week. Now, Drex plays to Kara and I like he's very concerned about the germs and whatnot. And he doesn't post to social media what he's doing, but his wife does. And Kara and I noticed that on her Facebook stories, she checked them in at Hartsfield-Jackson. We're wondering how we need to handle him. Do we let him back in our bubble?
That's interesting. Airlines are doing at least a pretty nice job, at least Delta is. There was something that was written in the points guy about what they're doing at Hartsfield, how much cleaning they're doing, how clean the planes are, how much they're asking people to wear masks. So I think airlines will actually do a pretty good job. I worry more about what he's going to do once he arrives from his vacation, right?
He can't be trusted. So the question then, just as a follow-up, do we make him quarantine when he comes back? broadcast from his own studio.
Do we need to stay farther away?
Because here he has on the surface, this is exactly the problem, is that he's basically telling us, yeah, I'm cool. I'm in your germ bubble. But he's really not in our germ bubble. He's the problem with germ bubbles.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he's gone outside the bubble. Once he got in a plane and where, who knows where he's going. I think you need to make some rules to let him come back to your bubble, really.
We're like a lie detector,
right?
Set up here every day. He'll get his temperature checked,
or maybe he comes back and gets himself tested. He goes to one of those places that exists throughout the city, gets himself tested, and then he can show you, hey, I tested myself. I'm negative. I'm ready to come back to the bubble, right?
Dr. Del Rio, we are going to replace his swivel chair with one of those metal chairs that they use in crime dramas. A lone GE soft white hanging from the ceiling.
Just above his head.
Yeah, we're going to bind him to the chair and question him every morning. Where have you been? Kara,
yeah, exactly.
Kara and I will do the good cop, bad cop thing.
And say, hey, we've been tracking you on Facebook.
Thank you for your assistance, Dr. Del Rio. Jury is still out on Drex. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. So next week, we're headed north. We're going to be driving to New England. And I have suggested to my wife that we split up the drive half and half and camp.
How long is the drive?
Overnight. 14-hour total, so 7 and 7.
Yeah.
Camp somewhere, I don't know, West Virginia.
That'd probably be smart.
She's against it, either because she just wants to get it over with, or because she wants to avoid listening to me with my guitar sitting around the campfire. I present to you, I've updated some of the classic campfire songs.
Yeah.
I always like to keep things up to date. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Maybe not working right now, but this one would. 99 rolls of TP on the wall. 99 rolls of TP. We bought too much. That wasn't clutch. We've got real clean tushies. Okay. I wrote this one. This one is going to be for the in-laws. So I don't know if I would call them and I would say, guys, listen to this song here. Hello, Mutta. Hello, Fada. Stuck here with my former lover. We've been fighting and it's over. Make some room in the basement for your divorced daughter.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that, I know that sound, that probably won't go over well. These are updated campfire songs to reflect our current times. And here's our final song. Home, home on the range, where we cook, read, work, study, and pray. That the time will soon come when we will be all done, because we've been bored for hundreds of days.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.